is Free Talk Live. It is your show. If you take control of the phones, the number's 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Tis the Thursday evening edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And as always, you can take control of the phones, 800-259-5791. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have archives. Does sound like a vacuum cleaner in the background there, Manwich?
It does.
Sounds like a... Somebody's got a vacuum cleaner going. Anyway, archives are there. Last 6 days of the show right there on the front page of the website. In fact, we're now actually even archiving the last 7 months of the show right there at freetalklive.com. There's no logging in. There's no membership fees. You just go get them. freetalklive.com.
Free for your listening enjoyment. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org.
That's right, freestateproject.org. So 800-259-5791. I want to start with an email tonight, man, because as always, we've got a bunch of stuff on the plate, and the email box is full. This one came in from Jeff. He emailed us a little while back about affirmative action. And... apparently, we still don't get it, according to Jeff.
Okay.
And he's a black man, and so he's going to give us his thoughts. It's a little extended, but I think it's an interesting topic, and it's a perspective that we don't hear from, you know, very often on this show.
Mm-hmm.
So he emails us at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, before you can discuss affirmative action, you should first establish what it is. I remember having arguments about affirmative action with college buddies who thought that Louisiana State University gave me some sort of an edge. Nope. On the entrance exam, it didn't even ask if I was black. I used my Discover card. I didn't even apply for financial aid, yet when I debate affirmative action, people tell me that I went to college for free. And even though you see a line of white people from almost out of the building all the way to the financial aid office, the general attitude is that it's the black people getting the free ride in college and that white people pay through the nose.
This is why black people should say no to affirmative action. They should say, we don't want it to exist.
Because of that...
because of that attitude.
People think about it, yeah.
Right.
The attitude is the same as in the KKK movie, Birth of a Nation. Its moral is this. If you treat blacks with respect, they'll overrun everything, and the white people will be placed into a hellish state while stupid, liberal, traitorous white people just let it happen. Affirmative action isn't about quotas, as you mentioned. It's about suing when you've been harmed. Affirmative action isn't a huge table tilted against white males. Affirmative action first isn't law. As coined in the Nixon administration, it was just a quote that if discrimination in hiring practices was proven, there should be affirmative action against it in the courts. Now, ignoring the sweeping buzzwords...
This sure isn't what I understand as affirmative action.
Well, that's why he's trying to set us straight here, and I didn't understand it as this either. And if you want to add to this, 800-259-5791, I mean, he's as credible as anybody else.
I guess, but I mean, like, it's turning against everything that I understand what affirmative action is, which is, you know, quotas and, easier entrance exams
right.
for blacks, that kind of thing.
I thought it was quotas for businesses that accepted government funds. Any sort of operation that was taking government money had to apply themselves to these certain quotas.
If it's simply being able, you know, taking affirmative action against some business that shows discrimination practices, that's something completely different.
Right.
I still don't believe in it, but that's okay.
He says, ignoring the sweeping buzzword I just typed, what the man said was that if you can prove you were harmed in your career because of race, you should sue and hopefully win. Affirmative action was never a program. Companies that have programs should have just hired qualified people in the first place instead of scrambling later. When David Duke ran for governor here in Louisiana as a Republican against affirmative action, it was the only time in history that Republicans downplayed affirmative action. Ronald Reagan himself did a 501 ad against Duke, informing Louisianans that he was embarrassed that Duke ran as a Republican. In case you don't know, David Duke is, a well-known KKK white supremacist kind of guy.
Or was, I mean.
Yeah.
Like he's still in the nomenclature, though. It's amazing.
Right.
That one guy who ran one time.
Affirmative action wasn't even practiced by Louisiana, that there was nothing for Duke to stop with an executive order. You have Republicans on the radio agreeing with this, so we got a Democratic governor. The next election, Mike Foster, who happened not to be an ex-grand wizard, ran on an anti-affirmative action platform and won. No note from Ronald Reagan on that one. And you left out the most important part of my email about the University of Michigan. That white girl didn't sue on behalf of blacks who got hired. I'm not even sure what this is in reference to, but it says a white girl didn't sue on behalf of blacks who got higher scores than her and didn't get in. These black students do exist, according to the former dean who's now at Stanford. She didn't sue because white people who got lower scores than her got in, and they did. She only framed it in regards to the black students with lower scores. That's how the entire country thinks of it. So apparently there's some sort of lawsuit case in regards to the University of Michigan where a woman sued on... She sued because black students got lower scores than her, but she didn't sue because of the white people that got lower scores. Does that make... Have you heard of this, Manwich?
I don't know, but I mean, I have... It's my understanding that some black students get into the university... you know, with lower scores because they want to increase their number of black students.
He goes on to say, this is like the guys at Disney World allowing whites to cut in line regularly, but when blacks do the same, whites sue, but they sue only the black people, not the whites. And
that does seem strange.
And this lame case makes it all the way to the Supreme Court with the backing of George W. Bush. Yes, this stupid case makes it all the way to the Supreme Court with the president backing it. Our president commented on an ongoing case putting his weight behind one side, but he can't comment on other ongoing cases or tell us how a nominee might vote on abortion. And when did George Bush come out against the University of Michigan? On Martin Luther King's birthday, when his hillbilly, KKK, CCC, and Confederate constituency was steaming in on its angry juices. His words were soothing to their ears on that day, a very clear message. Not to all Republicans, just the racist Republican baggage. And he goes on, it's an extended email, but it's obvious that he's pretty upset about what he perceives to be the existing racism in this country. Mm. And there's no doubt that there's a lot of racists here in America, no doubt.
Black and white.
And he actually wraps up his, I'm going to read the last paragraph here. He says, you mentioned that blacks could start their own businesses as a solution to affirmative action.
Right.
Blacks could start their own businesses and hire whomever they want. When my business expands through enough to hire employees, I'll be damned if I commit the same evil as the white men in the past who refused to see my abilities but were willing to hire underqualified white kids and train them. If a white man can make me money, he's hired.
Good for him.
Yeah,
that's exactly the way it should be.
Yeah. Also, I have a friend. I also have a friend who was warned that he had to hire white people. He had a large staff that was all black. White people weren't applying. He went out and found white workers, only he didn't run to Bill O'Reilly and complain later. So, yeah, that's absolutely the answer, is to let the free market take care of it. I mean, I can only imagine how tough it must be.
I'd be interested to find out what Bill O'Reilly's no spin on that would be.
Well, I can only imagine how difficult it must be as somebody who works for another person and having a white person being black and having a white person be promoted ahead of you for no reason. Even though you were more qualified, the white boy got the promotion. I can only imagine how tough that's got to be to experience.
Or vice versa.
But it should just, instead of making you think, well, maybe I can sue, instead of making you kind of go down that path, it should make you think to yourself, boy, maybe I should get into this business on my own and hire people the right way. Maybe I should get into the business and compete and hire people based on their merit instead of their skin color. I think if we had more competition, if we had more just competition period in industry, you'd see more practices like that.
I had a friend who used to work for a law enforcement agency over in the other side of the state, other side of Florida, and... one time, I guess he was going up for promotion, and somebody else got it. It was a black woman. And, you know, he was livid, and I guess the whole organization, you know, like the underlings were all, like, mumbling amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This black lady who had far less experience and blah, 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 whatever it was that they said, you know, got the job, and they were upset about it. If it wasn't for affirmative action, if it didn't exist, you know, hiring quotas and all these things didn't exist, then nobody would have been grumbling. She would have just gotten the job.
800-259-5791. Coming up, property rights, your calls if you make them. 800-259-5791. It is Free Talk Live.
In the past few years, millions of Americans have made the switch to natural products. Herbs, minerals, vitamins, and essential oils are now being recognized as the safest and most effective products in the quest for good health. Introducing Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste. Vitamir has created unique and natural patented formulas that set them apart from any other oral hygiene products. The folks at Vitamir have blended zinc, folic acid, myrrh, and clove oil into gentle but effective products that freshen your breath and fight gum disease. Good health starts in your mouth, and regular use of Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash is a powerful front line of defense against gingivitis, bleeding gums, and folks with braces or dentures will love that clean, fresh, just from the dentist office feeling. And once you've tried Vitamir, you just may find that no other toothpaste or mouthwash will do. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order Vitamir mouthwash and toothpaste today. He'll be glad you did, and so will that special someone in your life. Call 877-817-9829 to order Vitamir oral hygiene products today. Try Vitamir, and you'll feel that squeaky clean sensation others just talk about.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. That's 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
join us online, freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, we'll send you an update. In fact, I'll probably be sending one out tonight.
Really?
Because we've got ourselves a new affiliate that we'll be announcing.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, we will be announcing it. We can't announce it now?
Yeah.
The people who are listening to the live show should get it should be able to hear it first and then go to the updates.
All right. We're going to be on in Yakima, starting Yakima, Washington, starting Saturday night.
What are the call letters?
So KBBO.
KBBO.
Although they go
Yakima,
as
Washington.
It's one of those stations that goes as a different call sign on the air, but they're actually, they go by KUSA on the air, but really their call letters are KBBO.
Huh.
Anyway.
There's already a KUSA.
No, actually, there's not, strangely enough.
Hmm.
So, anyway, there you go. There's the announcement. And anyway, updates, people, will get it first. Well, second, I suppose, now. Anyway, you can sign up for updates at updates.freetalklive.com.
There's also a new section on the BBS, too. Isn't that an announcement?
There is. There's a new section on the freetalklive.com bulletin board system dedicated to helping this show get on your local talk stations. And you can go check that out at the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. So with that, we return to the email box. Man, what's coming up? You've got something about a senator.
Yes.
Who claims that
soothsaying senators.
What is it he claims?
He can tell whether people are lying.
Wow.
It's a pretty good trick.
We'll find out about that on the way. Right now, email from Paul. He says, hi, guys. Thanks again for valiantly defending and promoting freedom and liberty. Keep up the good work. I'll make this as succinct as possible, since I know you don't have much time to read through your huge piles of fan mail. I noticed that Ian was having some trouble with the fellow who had the horseshoe-clinking neighbors, and I thought it was important to share some of the libertarian theory that, in a better world, would replace repressive and stupid zoning laws. Because we had a gentleman call in last week, I think it was, or earlier this week, and he had neighbors that were literally stealing his power. He has a rental home, and then the neighbors next door were stealing power from his renter's house. And not to mention they were yelling and just making a ruckus and playing loud music and shining lights in people's windows and just being just neighbors from hell. So Paul's going to help us address this. He says, libertarian property rights theory dictates that whomever homesteads the property first has the easement, the implied right to do with that property what they please.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if I find a piece of land out in the middle of nowhere, I can build my smoke-belching factory without worrying about my neighbors getting mad about the smoke. It also means that if people already live there, then they have homesteaded the right to that air. And it would be a violation of their property rights to suddenly start spewing smoke without talking to them first. This means that a government is not needed to enforce property rights in regards to noisy neighbors, or suddenly sprouting up industry that may actually do damage to your property in terms of air, noise, water, etc. In the case of the fellow with the flop house next door, and ignoring the outright theft of the electricity that he paid for, some questions have to be asked. Is this noise new? Or was it already going on when the house or land next door was purchased or homesteaded? Are the noise or lights hurting him, keeping him up at night, costing him salary, etc.? In a libertarian world, the noisy neighbors, if it can be proven that they're causing damage, owe him. He was there first. He homesteaded or bought a quiet property, and he deserves to maintain it. Says, I hope that's useful to someone, from Paul. Interesting. In fact, I was reading another article recently, man, which about... there was a neat little article on LouRockwell.com about dispute resolution organizations. It was basically the answer to how we could have this world exist without having a government around, without having a government to resolve conflicts with one another.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of took the idea of arbitration, which is something that exists today. You can, for instance, if you sign a contract with Verizon for your new phone, it might actually say in the contract that any disputes about this contract will be resolved by the American Arbitration Association. So if you have a dispute with your contract or with the other person you've contracted with, you don't get to take it to court because you signed in your agreement that you don't take it to court, you take it to arbitration. So it kind of this dispute resolution organization, and I just barely have a grasp on it, man, but it's a cool idea. The idea is basically that everybody in the pure libertarian society would have a DRO, a dispute resolution organization, that they would basically buy service from, protection services from. And if you didn't want to have a dispute resolution organization, if you chose to opt out of that whole deal,
mm-hmm.
you'd basically become a social pariah. Because nobody would want to contract with you. Nobody,
like,
since you don't have an organization backing you up, backing up your word.
In the same way that people hate people with auto insurance.
What do you mean?
Well, without auto insurance, excuse me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like that. Except this is just, this is kind of like an insurance on your word. These are people that vouch for you. It's essentially kind of like, almost like a credit reporting agency in a way. It's kind of like a credit reporting agency combined with, an insurance company.
Yeah.
And
like
so,
a bonding company.
Yeah. So if I want to rent a house from you, Manwich, I come to you and our dispute resolution organizations, we both check each other out. They check one another out, and then essentially, if something happens, if I do something terrible, I either make good to your dispute resolution organization's satisfaction and your satisfaction, or my rating gets hurt. I can get blackballed, or my DRO level or whatever will be damaged, and the central database of DROs.
Like credit scores.
Yeah, my basically, it's not credit, though. It's kind of like a reliability score, I suppose you could say. So it's kind of an interesting idea, basically. The idea that everybody would have one of these things, and anybody that didn't wouldn't be able to interact in society. They wouldn't be able to rent a house. They wouldn't be able to buy food. They wouldn't be able to do anything.
You couldn't necessarily enforce a contract on somebody who just flat out refused to pay. Like, for instance, courts can put liens on people, that kind of thing. That the DRO wouldn't have that ability. It would just be based on their sort of DRO score.
I don't know. There could be some sort of workings between the different DROs, like kind of how insurance companies and telephone companies have reciprocal agreements between one another to, you know, the reason why I can pick up a phone and be on Verizon's network and call somebody else on a Bell South network halfway across the country is because of the internal agreements amongst the companies that they just kind of set up to each other's mutual benefit. So, yeah, it would hurt your rating if you weren't a straight-up honest person. It would hurt your rating a lot if you committed violence or if you harmed someone else. So it was just a fascinating little exercise in how it is that we could possibly have a society without having a government.
You think that somebody who, you know, for instance, I don't know whether, you know, like somebody who had got into a fight and harmed somebody shouldn't be able to get a gym membership, shouldn't be able to buy a car. I don't know. I mean, that doesn't.
Well, as long as they've made good. I think as long as those people made good on the fact that they beat the crap out of somebody, if they've been paying restitution, then their rating wouldn't be harmed. And they wouldn't have any problem going out and buying cars and buying gym memberships. As long as they've made good to the person that they wronged.
I see.
Does it make sense?
It makes some sense. It sounds a little foreign.
That's as I understand it. And it's kind of foreign to me. But as I was reading about it, it's pretty interesting. I promise you, Manwich, I will do more research on it. And learn more about it.
Oh, I know you will.
800-259-5791. In the meantime, let's talk about this politician. He's a senator, and he says that he can tell just by looking at somebody. Just he can read somebody's mannerisms and that sort of thing. He can tell that they're lying. Fascinating.
Yep.
We'll find out more about that. Or your calls if you make them. 800-259-5791. You can take control of the show. This is Free Talk Live.
I wonder if he can tell their futures, too.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carcinic Minute. Got gas? No, not post-bean-eating discomfort. I'm talking about the pain that hits you in a more important body part, your wallet. So when I come back, some automotive Rolaids.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
Talk about heartburn. Americans guzzle 360 million gallons of gas a day. So here are some automotive roll aids. Let's make it Tums. T is for the best time to fill. Early morning or evening when gas density's greatest. U is for the churning up caused when tankers refill stations. This action stirs up silt that ends up in your fuel filter. So avoid stations with parked tankers. M is for the money saved when you accelerate smoothly. And S is for the second click. Pumping more than that risks overflow of your tank and outflow from your wallet. Well, this is one car clinic minute that's really been a gas. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. That's toll-free, 800-259-5791. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streams there for you, broadband version of the show, dial-up version. Both totally free, freetalklive.com. So tell me about this senator, Manwich, the senator that is he's able to read his cohorts.
Well, we don't usually name drop on politicians here on the show.
It's because we don't care.
It's not usually our policy, but I just thought this was such a silly story that I had to read it.
Okay.
Senator Tom Colburn, he's a Republican from Oklahoma, said that because of his medical training, he can tell if someone is lying just by using their body language. Senator Colburn...
because of his medical training.
Yes, because of his medical training.
Okay.
This was apparently on some interview show to Russert. I've tried to use my medical skills of observation of body language to ascertain your uncomfortableness and ill at ease with questions and responses. I will tell you that I am very pleased, both in my observational capacities as a physician, to know that your answers have been honest and forthright as I watch the rest of your body respond to the stress that you're under. Now, this is to the Supreme Court nominee, Roberts.
Oh.
And so he's complimenting him, you know, like, as while he's complimenting himself for being a doctor.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of funny. And so Mr. Russert asks him, this is separately, do you believe that as a physician you can tell whether a candidate for the Supreme Court is telling the truth? Mm-hmm. I certainly have. What's that mean? Have you ever detected someone lying? Uh-huh. Lots of times.
Right.
Uh-huh. Lots of times. We have Bill Frist making diagnosis on Terry Schiavo using old videotapes, and now we can have Colburn saying that he can tell if you're lying just by using his keen training and body language. What's up with some of these Republican doctors?
It seems a little silly to me.
It does seem crazy. I don't know. I didn't know that studying body language was, of course, given to doctors anyway.
No, I didn't. No, that's more of a psychology kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It's bizarre.
Right.
It's a bizarre thing to say.
You don't think he tells any lies as a politician, does he? Maybe he's the only guy in Washington that's clean.
And tells the truth.
Yeah, and always tells the truth. I don't think so.
Strange, strange story.
800-259-5791 to Mark in Colorado. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good,
hey.
Sir. What's up?
Well, I literally just got off the exercise bike listening to your podcast from yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And I couldn't believe that you missed the major irony in the story toward the bottom of the show where the woman is trying to find out what the ins and outs are in exporting wine to China.
Right.
The major irony was she didn't have a single complaint about China.
I don't understand.
Her legal problem with getting something financial to happen, a free trade issue, Her problem was with the United States government.
And we're always talking about how China isn't fair when it comes to trade.
Oh, yeah, and it's an export issue. You'd think China would be the one trying to protect their wine or something.
Yeah.
And that's not at all what she brought up.
It's true.
Wait, so
interesting.
Let me see if I understand right. You're suggesting that the person who's emailing about the issue was they were just kind of pointing out how silly the Trade Commission or whoever it is that's in charge of approving products to be sold overseas was complaining because the letters on the wine bottle were too far spaced from one another. The spacing was incorrect according to the regulations, and it was just kind of pointing out how asinine and how micromanaged some of our trade is. But you're suggesting that China's regulations are even more strict?
No, he's not suggesting anything like that. He's suggesting it's funny that she's complaining about the United States when she's exporting something and not complaining about China. China being, you know, this big monster that, you know, is supposedly terrible about allowing us in. And they're the ones that should be doing the protecting. They're not. It's us protecting them, I guess, you know, with regulations on our exports.
Now I see what you're saying. So
we're the ones that are the big bads in this case, not even China.
Well, maybe it's possible there are certainly some silly things going on over in China. That just wasn't the focus of the email. But nonetheless, your point is good.
It might not be an accident. I went to a sort of a freedom conference last year in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was espoused by people who've been all over the world watching freedom is that China's becoming more free and we're becoming less free. And they said they wouldn't be surprised in 10, 15 years if China was more free than the United States.
Well, we actually had Gene, the Christian anarchist, go over to China, and he made it a point of trying to find a police car the entire time he was there. He did finally manage to snap a shot, a few photographs of an actual police car. He took a close look up at the cruiser, and it was nothing like what we have here in America. I mean, the cops there don't even carry guns. There's virtually no law enforcement around on the streets. It was just kind of some shocking information. And I've heard the same thing that you have, Mark. I've heard that China is moving in a distinctly more free market direction. Now, why this is, I don't know.
Because it works.
Maybe it's just because the communist government has become totally impotent. Maybe it's because they've kind of looked over to Hong Kong and noticed that, you know, maybe letting people do what they want to do is kind of the best idea possible. And it definitely does seem to be moving in that direction in China, at least from what I've heard. So, well, you know, best of luck to them. I hope it works out for them.
Thanks,
of course,
guys.
Thanks, dude.
Thank you.
Of course, the Chinese government is still doing things. I just looked at the Drudge Report earlier. They are apparently cracking down now on text messaging because that's becoming dangerous to the status quo there, becoming dangerous to the administration. You know, people sending messages without having central approval in the first place.
God knows.
They've attempted to crack down on internet connections over there in China as well, but I think their success there is pretty limited because we heard that they have internet cafes that are sort of black market. If you know the proprietor, you can kind of get beyond the firewalls and get beyond all the protection that the Chinese government has put up.
Well, their government isn't that big. It might be trying to be intrusive.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not very large. So our government, much larger.
Really? I didn't
much
realize
better being
that.
Intrusive. Well, yeah.
I mean, there's billions of people in China. Really? Their government is not as large as ours?
Not really, no.
Huh. Well, Alex emails the show at ftl@freetalklive.com.
To be large, you have to have a lot of money to employ people. They don't have that.
He emails with a short story. Says, I've been listening to Free Talk Live for about a week now, and I really enjoy listening to you guys. I joined, and I'm already posting on your forum. A few months ago, I went to the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Is that in New York City?
Yes.
With my girlfriend. Directly after entering...
The lions in front.
Right. Directly after entering, there's a table used for bag searches. I, myself, did not have a bag, but my girlfriend had a messenger bag. As a man began to search through her bag, I saw a sign with a list of no's, things that you can't bring into the museum. Feeling a bit sarcastic at the moment, I asked the man searching the bag, are bombs okay?
Oh, God.
Not a good move, Alex. He says at first he didn't really comprehend what I said, but after a second, he asked me to make sure I wasn't hearing things. I laughed and said I was joking. He took me over to a security guard who began to question me. One of the first things he asked was if I was on drugs, and I was not. Then the security in suits came. As they searched me against a wall and continued to ask me questions, again asking if I was on drugs, telling me that they called the cops and I was going to jail and I couldn't do anything except sit and wait. Once the police came, I was searched again, questions asked, if I was on drugs for the third time, and then handcuffed.
They really want to make sure whether or not he's on drugs.
My girlfriend's bag was taken as evidence to a precinct nearby, along with myself.
Evidence is what?
While
he didn't have anything?
While in the cell, I was made aware of my charges, two misdemeanors and a felony charge of placing a false bomb. I spent the night in three different locations, for some time handcuffed to crackheads, armed robbers, and drug dealers. After seeing a judge at 11 a.m., I finally got out. It wasn't smart to mention bombs in a museum, but asking if they're okay is probably not illegal. Yeah, probably not a good idea to mention bombs around security checkpoints.
No.
But an interesting story nonetheless about what happens if you do. 800-259-5791. Take control of the show. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes. 800-259-5791. From political issues to personal problems, whatever's on your mind. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com with a bulletin board system there, the Shrine of Female Listeners, archives, live streaming, and more, all for free. All we ask from you in return is a voluntary vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, it's just a once-a-month kind of a thing. Vote.freetalklive.com will help us stay on the top of the charts. Right now we are in the top four. I think we're the fourth most popular podcast, or the fourth-ranked podcast in the world at podcastalley.com. And it's going to take... The number one show is a Harry Potter show. And the movie's coming out this month, so it's going to be tough to make it back up to surpass them. But it is possible if you go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. With that, we go to the phones and to the fund to Jeff in Oregon. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's happening, Jeff?
Nothing. I was just listening to the podcast because that's the only way I can listen to you guys out here. And you were talking about, so this is yesterday's show, and you were talking about how state senators should be able to take donations for pay. Or somebody.
Yeah, I don't think they should get paid anything.
Yeah,
I think that they should be paid voluntarily based on whether or not people think they've done a good job.
Actually, I'd like to point out that might not be such a good idea because
why?
You got large corporations that want things to go in a way that's going to benefit them.
Wait a minute. Are you telling me that large corporations don't give money to senators today?
But it's regulated. If it's not regulated, then the senators are just going to whore themselves out to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, they're, oh, okay, Kmart just gave me, you know, $50 million to try to pass this law. All right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting point. I would suggest that in a free, more free America, people should be able to run whatever kind of campaign they want to and take contributions from whoever they want to. I personally don't support any sort of campaign finance regulations. If you want to vote for, if you've got two candidates, three candidates running, and you want to do your due diligence and do your research on them, and you ask them to open up their books to you, for instance, to find out who's been contributing to them, and they don't want to open their books to you, then don't vote for them. I mean, if somebody is out there taking money from companies, I would expect that journalists and people who are interested parties would be able to reveal that sort of stuff, and therefore it might hurt their chances of getting elected.
Yeah, that's a good point. Also, what about just giving them a normal, you know, well, a low salary, so, you know, anybody who's serious about the job isn't going to care about the money in the first place.
Yeah.
Just
well,
a little bit to supplement them, maybe like, say, $1,000 or $1,500 a month.
I don't know. I mean, I think that people... I'm not saying I agree with the EM system, by the way, but I think that people, it doesn't matter what the salary is. People always want more. Bill Gates is still figuring out ways to make more money, and he's the richest man in the world.
Right.
So I don't think that matters. You know, people are driven that way. That's my comment on that.
Well, there's been plenty of evidence that despite all the regulations, they still think that we need more regulations. I mean, the McCain-Feingold Act was passed a couple of years ago, and that laid down even more controls over campaign finance. And really, all it does is it just makes it more difficult for individuals to contribute. It makes it more difficult for third parties, for instance, to get contributions because there's a maximum cap of $2,000. What if I want to fund somebody's campaign? What if I'm a multimillionaire and I want to fund a third-party campaign? I can't do it because of all the stupid regulations.
Yeah.
So it hurts us just as much as it protects us.
You know, I'd also like to say that, you know, in a freer America, then you wouldn't have the problems, even though the politicians would be running with, you know, I don't support corporations, but would running with, you know, say, a rich person's backing,
mm-hmm.
And then would want to do his bidding, they wouldn't have the power to do so much bidding. If you look at the, you know, historically in the United States, politicians didn't have as much power as they, nearly as much power as they do now.
This is true.
And so, you know, if they wouldn't be worth as much, you know what I mean? Now they're worth a lot because they have a lot of power.
Well,
when they had less power, they'd be worth far less.
Well,
and go ahead.
Why the corporation, well, like large corporations and things will donate to a whole party instead of an individual. That way everybody gets the money and they can cooperate to pass legislation.
Yeah, well, you know, you're bringing up great points, and I think your points, Jeff, would certainly apply in today's arena, in today's political culture. But if we did get to, as Manwich has pointed out, if we did get back down to a constitutional level, that's the point at which that I'd like to see the paychecks get changed to zero. Because then, as Manwich pointed out, the politicians won't have the level of power they have today, in which case there'd be no point in controlling them. I mean, if the government can't, if the government was actually tied down to the chains of the Constitution, then it wouldn't matter how much money Kmart or Walmart gave to these people. They wouldn't be able to pass the laws that they do today. Thanks for the call, Jeff. 800-259-5791. That's a great point, man.
You know, we're constantly in a struggle. It's the government is struggling to govern, and the people should be struggling to be free. Unfortunately, they're not struggling to be free. Only a few of them are. But, you know, we had a minority revolution in this country once before.
Yes, we did. And it can happen again. In fact, back in the revolutionary times, it was, what, 33% at most that were for the
right,
revolution?
Let's be clear, that's just the people that said, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, the people that said, yeah, I'm for it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it was probably a lot less.
It was probably, how many of the 33% were the doers?
Yeah.
The people who got out there and were activists and making a difference. 800-259-5791, you can take control of the program and bring up anything. Coming up, Manwich. Huh? Raising your hand?
I have an email.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
What's it about?
Well, it's from Greg, and it's on zoning rules. He has questions.
Ooh, okay. Zoning and government control of your property. 800-259-5791. This is your show. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Attention drivers. Poor fuel quality is on its way to your local gas station. Due to fuel shortages, the EPA has relaxed environmental standards. On top of that, fuel refiners have reduced detergents and fuel by 50% over the last 5 years. Poor fuel restricts injectors and deposits build up in your car's combustion chambers. What does this mean for your vehicle? Poor mileage and reduced performance in a time of record fuel prices. There is an answer. Protect a complete fuel system treatment cleans injectors and combustion chambers to 95% of new and only one tank full. Plus, a special mileage improver designed and fleet tested by a major oil company to improve mileage even on new cars by up to 4%. The mileage improvement lasts for an entire oil change, so quit wasting unburned fuel and get more when you treat your car right with Protecta. Go to www.sfrcorp.com for a free shipping offer. That's sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-5791 or go to freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-5791. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything at the end here with you.
And Manwich,
you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the listener map there. Actually, it's at map.freetalklive.com. There's hundreds of our listeners that have gone and plotted themselves on the worldwide map of Free Talk Live listeners at map.freetalklive.com.
I love looking at that thing. It's fun.
Yeah, it's so neat. There's always new people adding themselves to it. And you not only get to plot your location, but you can actually include a picture of yourself, a little phrase to go along with your picture. It's neat. Map.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Russell in New Hampshire. Russell, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Hey there, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I wanted to let you guys know about our latest fun event that we're going to be doing here in New Hampshire.
Really?
My wife and I are going to be burning our Social Security cards.
We've heard about this.
The administrative office.
That is, I got to say, I am really excited about this event. It's coming up on Saturday, is that right?
Yeah, a couple days from now.
What time are you guys doing it?
Noon. We like to do it at noon. High noon.
That's good. But the problem is there's not going to be anybody there, right? It's a Saturday. Is the Social Security office open on Saturday?
I don't know. I don't think they're normally open on Saturday, but we want to do it on Saturday because that's when people can show up.
No, that's a good point.
Well,
so now, is it just going to be you and your wife, or are there going to be some more people involved?
It's possible that Mike Fisher, the outlaw manicures, might be burning his thing too, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So he might be there too.
So at least two people will be burning their Social Security cards in public. You guys have been announcing this to the New Hampshire press. Have you gotten any bites so far?
Yeah, I was just talking to a couple people, and then of course the police in Concord. There, I was talking to them for a while, finding out whether they would care.
Right, I'd actually read a couple of your correspondences on the air with the Concord PD. What's the status with them right now? Are they just kind of being quiet?
Yeah, they haven't responded. I don't know if they'll show up or not. We'll see.
It is going to be interesting. Hopefully there's... And now, you guys are going to be burning your cards, but there's also just going to be people there showing up to support you. It's not just going to be the two of you or the three of you standing out there.
Yeah, there'll be a few of us out here braving the cold. And since you guys are down in Florida, now it's getting cold in New Hampshire, so it might snow on us tonight. So
we were thinking it might snow here, too.
No.
Now... I want to know about this cop you're corresponding with. Did you get the feeling he was just trying to get close to you? Like, you know, hey, I got a little extracurricular time. I'll get close to these Free Staters. They're bound to do something illegal. I'll go deep cover with them. Were you getting that feeling? That's what it sounded like to me.
No, because I was the one, you know, that brought it up and stuff like that. And he didn't pursue it. He just kind of was trying to make sure that I wasn't going to cause any trouble or anything like that. And I said, well, except for the bureaucrats might not like us burning their paperwork. We're not going to harm normal people in town, so, you know.
Right. Now, wait, you are. Now, an interesting twist on this protest is that somebody, or at least a few people, I think, are going to be out there carrying weapons, right?
Oh, it's possible. I'll be carrying my, we do something that we like to call openly carrying here in New Hampshire, since you don't have to have a license for that.
Right.
Well, since I don't have a gun, I'll be openly carrying my pitchfork.
Nice. Maybe that's something else that you guys should do, is have like an open carry day where everybody who has a weapon just goes ahead and open carries it, just to, as Donna Orwell put it, just to exercise the right to remind the cops and remind the rest of New Hampshire that you still have that right in New Hampshire.
Yeah, one of the guys that is part of a gun owners group here has talked about doing a parade like that. I think that'd be fun.
You know, if you don't get arrested, if you don't get arrested again this weekend, give us a call and let us know how it goes, Russell.
I will.
Thanks, man. 800-259-5791. Hour number two on the way. We still have that email, Manwich, about the property rights, the zoning issue, and we will get to that and your calls as well. If you make them, 800-259-5791. It is your show, Free Talk Live.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a business...